Okay, 3, 2, 1, and welcome guys to this next episode of Primary Languages Network podcast. And once again, we're focusing on the lens of training up our staff on a new language, using our schemes of work. So obviously we're all learning a new language here. Tess last week was our first guinea pig, and she's doing Spanish at the minute from a very much novice perspective, and also she doesn't know too much languages as well, so it's a real starting point. This is a bit of a different perspective, I'd say. We've got Sylvia in today.
Hello.
Sylvia, do you want to just give us a bit of a brief on what you do at the company to start off with?
Hi everyone, I'm the admin manager, so a lot of you would have had a chance to speak to me or hear from me. I dip my toes in loads of areas, from finance to account management and talking to you as our members. So I think that's sort of a quick one, really.
Yeah, there's a much longer list, that's for sure. And you definitely get stuck in with pretty much everything. How long have you been working at the company for?
I think it's 4.5 years now. Yeah. So yeah, started just the year before lockdown. So
you started in the old office.
In the old office, yeah. in a small little office in a different place. Yeah,
which is even warmer than this room is currently now.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
And you're actually not speaking in your native tongue currently?
No, the English is probably what I would call my third language,
wow.
If not even further down the line. But yes, it's definitely the second most confident in, I would say, yes.
So which languages can you currently speak and to what level?
So I'm native Czech, so Czech is my mother tongue. That said, my mother was actually Slovak, so I've been exposed to Slovak from a very early age. My mum was also a German teacher, and she would take lessons in the house, so it was always around. We watched television in Polish and German, so by osmosis, I've adapted some of those languages. From the age of 7 or 8, I then started to learn Russian in school, and then moved on to English. So, yeah, it's probably about 6 languages.
What age did you start learning English?
I think I was 10.
10?
Yeah, I think I was 10 when I started to learn English. And then at about age of 15 or 16, I went from Russian to Spanish.
Yep, yeah.
I then went to university, and I've got master's degrees in English and in Spanish. I went back to college to just cement my German knowledge, because I never actually had any formal education in it, and I did a GCSE in German, and I did a little bit, or I've been doing a little bit of Norwegian recently. Went to Norway, loved it, and I thought maybe it's time to try something else. I'm really excited about this challenge.
Yeah, well, it's and the one language that you didn't mention there that we can help you with is French. That's the one language that you haven't mentioned really. So and that is going to be the target, is learning a new language for Sylvia and trying out a bit of French. Now, you do know bits of it though, right? So it's not a complete reset. It's not like Tess, where she knows pretty much nothing. You do know some elements of French.
Yeah, I do. I think you know, when you've got an ear for languages, you just kind of pick up things. Obviously, I've done as a linguist, I've done a little bit of Latin. So written French for me in particular, I do have some language detective skills that I can apply to the written language quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I've been to France before, not very often. So okay. I've never really had the opportunity to use it very much. So, but I obviously do try to say things like thank you and good morning to people when I can in the language of the country. So some knowledge, but very limitedly. I'm certainly not confident in it.
Cool. Would you say, off air, we were saying that your weakest part is speaking, pronunciation?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because again, you kind of apply, you know, the knowledge of the other languages. So I would probably always look at something and use a different way of thinking about how this would be pronounced. So for me, French is definitely very puzzling, and it's like, oh, how do you say that? And so definitely the speaking will be
all right. So let's try and establish then where we're at. I always do all my podcasts kind of in the moment. So do you know numbers from 1 to 10?
I can probably manage
numbers from 1 to 10.
Yeah, I can. Colours? Do numbers. I think I would probably have a go, and again, there's a knowledge there, isn't there? Because it's a Latin language, I would probably rely on Spanish to a degree. And okay. But you know how my pronunciation of those colours is?
Days of the week?
Oh, that, I months don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, so cool. Yeah, those are probably good.
So that
good
probably is a nice, it's quite nice that we start people off at different points as well. So Tess started from ground zero. Potentially autumn two, stage one could be your one, which is all about days of the week, months of the year.
Sounds good.
Which is useful vocabulary anyway. Covers a lot of the phonetics of French in those things. And then you can say stuff like dates of the year, you'll be able to see your birthday.
Excellent.
And we can bring in Emily as well to do a little mini test. Ooh. Of a speaking test as well. So I think that's a perfect starting point. I think what's going to be interesting is to see how you learn the language and perceive your learning compared to how Tess does.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm interested in seeing, because I just want to hear the differences in how you're evaluating yourself, whether you're more positive about how much you've learned. I don't know. I'm interested to finding out how it all works.
I think there will be an element of I would always find it really difficult not being confident in a language.
Yeah.
So I am actually putting myself very much out of my comfort zone here. But at the same time, I've got my daughter's actually just doing her French GCSE.
Mm.
And it will be great for me to actually be able to help her a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to do that for my older daughter with her Spanish, you know, and I could look at it and go, like, yeah, let's look at that. So I'm very excited about this. Yeah.
Cool. No, we are too, and it's a nice to see a good balance between a bit of a novice language learner, and I'd most definitely be putting you in the expert, even though you won't do it yourself, you're 100% an expert language learner. So I want to see if you can use some of your language learning skills, language detective skills, and see how quickly you take it up. Right, guys, so that we'll leave that at that for now. Sylvia will report back in a couple of weeks, where she'll have gone through definitely a few of the lessons, and she'll report back what she's learned, and we'll bring Emily in, our native French speaker, to see as well if we can get some basic conversation out and see how she's done. Sylvia, are you up to the challenge?
Oh, yes. Are we?
Brilliant, guys. Right, on to the next one. We'll report back next week. I think there's maybe one more candidate who's going to get selected out of the staff.
I wonder, Will.
Right, okay, guys. See you to the next one.
See ya.